Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Norm Akita Mona is the Group Chief Executive of the South African Post Office. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning to you, Howard. Thank you for having us. Great, thank you. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. Looking forward to a week filled with possibility. Tell us what the new possibility at the post office is. How's it going to make our lives a little bit easier?
Well, the post office is already doing the motor vehicle licensing much better than others in the country. Mm-hmm. That's the feedback that we've been receiving from some of our customers. But we have also noticed that we could improve the service. We could make it quicker, we could make it easier, people don't have to stand in long queues, etc. So we are now focusing on what we call being obsessed with the customer. We're looking at what does the customer want, what does the customer need, and how can we serve the customer better. So we are developing an app that you would be able to do all your applications for the motor vehicle licensing and anything related thereto. From wherever you are, then our back offices will pick it up, process it for you, and then you can come in and collect the disc. Or you can then tell us, you can deliver it at a certain place, or we'll bring it to you at a small cost to yourself.
Absolutely amazing. And I love that phrase. You're obsessed with the customer. I think that is so awesome because so many organizations worry about who they are and what they do. But when you flip it around and the customer becomes the other side of the story, the hero of the story, then everything changes. Absolutely incredible.
Exactly. And I mean, we are in the service industry or service business. And we don't exist in and of ourselves as the post office. We exist to serve. And as soon as all of us know this, from the postman all the way up to the top of the organization, we can only win then because we need to see whatever the customer wants within reason, the customer must get.
So in other words, you're going to be building this app that'll allow me as a vehicle owner to be able to do a lot of the work before I even get into that post office. I don't need to fill in everything. And then by the time I get there, I can go to a designated area or queue and be able to sort that out.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You actually just, I suppose, you come in and collect your disc. Because once you've done everything on the app, including payment, by the time you come through, we've already printed it for you. You just show us your ID to authenticate that this is indeed who you are. And when you just get your disc, it's going to be quick then for you. You won't be standing in long queues, filling in long forms, etc. But we will still be offering that service for those who wish to go to the post office, but we will also streamline that a bit better for them.
Right, absolutely incredible. And when do you think this will be launched?
We want to launch at the end of the month, so that from November 1 we are live. But we also, of course, depend on the people who would be developing the app for us. But our timelines are tight. We want to make sure that we bring this to the customer as soon as possible.
I think that this is absolutely fantastic. What have some of the other changes been to the post office?
Well, another one that's related to what we're talking about is we are offering bulk MDL renewal. So if you are a company, you have a fleet, and also you are a company who has your staff at work, you can come and collect from your offices. We go and process them in bulk, and then we bring them back to your offices. So that's another extra bespoke service that we are going to be bringing in. But in terms of just the post office, in terms of what we do going forward is, we are looking at modernizing and digitizing. We actually would like to do away, we want to come up with a cashless post office as far as possible so that you are able to transact with us without necessarily, you know, exchanging cash. But in all those branches where that becomes necessary, we'll still be able to do that. We want to ensure that the hubs, that the post offices, especially in the far-flung areas, are digital hubs. So you are able to come and transact and do all sorts of other things. We are talking to some of the government departments to say if you don't have an office in our region where we are, remembering that the post office is in every little Dorothy in this country.
Right.
So if you do not have an office, come through, we will give you a desk, and then we can transact with you. There's a whole lot more.
That's incredible. So here's one problem you haven't solved yet. Karen, yes. One of our listeners says, I always get my license disc, and then I lose them. Can you not help? Can you not come up with something to help? And you know what? I'm Karen. I can tell you, I do exactly the same thing. So if you could find a way to help us not lose these license discs, that would also be great.